Year after year, one of the most consistent items on my Do Something list is to have fun with fashion. Exploring my personal style has added more joy to my everyday life and helped me feel more like myself on the regular. However, I have found that there are some brands I would love to explore more, but they are out of my typical price range. Or there's the it item that I would love to try out, but without the commitment of keeping it. Enter Armoire. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I just did my quiz and have selected a few dresses for the summer from Boden, one of my favorite brands that I can't typically afford. And I also got a double-breasted black blazer from a new-to-me designer, a classic item that I have been on the hunt for but too scared to commit to until I know it's the one. For you expecting mamas, for those who are working, or those who are style-obsessed, who want to switch out your wardrobe with quality pieces without the designer prices, check out this woman-owned company that has your style and your sustainability in mind. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/progress. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/progress to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Monica Packer from About Progress, and you're listening to The Messy Middle, a monthly series where I share some of my own messy middle so you can see what progress looks like for a real woman in real time. Hello and welcome to March. I'm going to start this messy middle by sharing the segment What's Happening. This is where I just share about what's going on in our neck of the woods. February was a very full and honestly lovely month. We celebrated the 6th birthday of our miracle boy, which was so delightful. He has been talking about, had been talking about his birthday for 365 days. So we are now already talking about his 7th birthday, but we did a little party with some friends. We went to a gymnastics spot and he just got to live his best life, especially because we celebrated his birthday for like 4 or 5 days because we had to break up like each piece of it, even down to opening gifts or having the cake. Like it just was that kind of time, but he loved it. Additionally, we had Valentine's Day, which in our family meant that we got individual cards that mom and dad, me and Brad, we write for each of the kids and for each other. And we just had a family dinner. It was pretty simple. I can't even remember what I made, but I do know that we had chocolate covered strawberries and we did a candlelit dinner and my kids loved it. It can just be those little things, right? Additionally, we had our first real influencer kind of experience. Odeon Suits, this isn't an ad, but they kindly gave all the boys in our family except the baby suits. So we went to their store and guys, I gotta tell you, I was so surprised by how into it my boys were. And it made me a little bit ashamed, I guess, or guilty even, because I was like, I'm so sorry that I have not prioritized your fashion at all. I have been so practical about my kids' clothes. We use a lot of hand-me-downs. We shop secondhand for a lot of their clothes. And we also get hand-me-downs from friends or family. So they just have worn out clothes and they've never had suits and they don't really look great going into church. And I just glad we're there. But at the end of the day, it was really fun to just see how proud they were to look in the mirror as they were trying on their darling suits. And I just picked them up yesterday. So I'll be sharing about them more on Instagram. I was genuinely impressed with that store. I did not know they did alterations, and they do. So you can check them out. Again, not an ad or sponsored there, just a genuine shout out. And Brad got one too after like 8 years of not having a suit. So we're very excited about that. In addition, some other fun things that happened is that my oldest daughter, she's 12, just started some one-on-one art lessons. It was supposed to be for a group, but the rest of the group are delaying their start. So she gets to go to this darling girl's house who is at this really impressive art program here in Utah in Salt Lake. And she's just doing private lessons for my daughter. And this has just been a big passion for her. She spends a lot of time drawing and doing art. It's her happy place. It really helps her detach from all the stress and the brothers. And so it's been nice to prioritize something that she is both good at and interested in. And another thing that is exciting is my second oldest, my son, made a club baseball team. Now, for those of you who've done any club sports, I'm sure I'm going to need all your tips because this is our first and it may be our last because I'm already aware of just how much time and money and sacrifice it takes. Part of what the conundrum is for us is that we're a one-car family and we're starting to have to go so many different places. And usually the spring was when it got very complicated and we have to beg and borrow rides from other people on different teams that we were on. And now it's not possible because there are no teammates that live close by us with this club team. He's been trying to get on the club team since last August after the spring season ended of rec baseball. He was like, "Mom, I want to play baseball all year." And I was like, "Oh, well, can we do that?" And then I found out, yeah, you can. And it's called club sports. And if he really wanted to do that for baseball, he should have been on the club team since he was like 7 or 8. And he was 10 and is still 10. And I found out it was really hard to get on a team. And one team was kind enough to let him practice with them for a while. And then he tried out for another team and then another one. And he made it. So it's one of those things that's really exciting, but also like, what did we do? I hope we don't regret this. So it's kind of added a lot of moving parts to our lives, but we're hoping we can do it all at least this year without a second car. Additionally, I feel like spring is just around the corner. I am looking out front to see if my tulips are starting to come out. I planted tulips in the fall and first time I've ever planted tulips. So I'm excited to see what's coming up. And I'm also been thinking a lot about some upcoming projects I need to do around the home. I'm going to tell you more about that in a moment. And some trips that we had planned, but are kind of struggling coming up with some accommodations. So just a little shout out. If you have want to do like an exchange with us, if you live in New York City or Hawaii or even somewhere cool where there's a lot of things to do, like Oregon, I don't know, part of Oregon or maybe a part of California that would be really cool. And you want to trade spaces with us and live in our house for 2 weeks and we live in your house for 2 weeks, let me know. And this is going to be in June. So I'm just going to put that shout out there. And finally, I just want to do a little shout out before I do the highs and lows that I am just finishing up my first round of the Sticky Habit Intensive. And this is where I took my old self-paced course, the Sticky Habit Method, and I turned it into a live course, a habit challenge, and a community. And it's a 21-day intensive. It has been so phenomenal. What I have loved is teaching for reals, like actually teaching people virtually, but face-to-face. And really supporting these women at a whole other level than I was able to provide through a self-paced course. But additionally, it's been so enjoyable to see the women support each other, to cheer each other on, to engage in our community. We have an online platform that's like Facebook without the Facebook. And it's been remarkable to see how they've connected with each other and supported each other. And the accountability has been just this whole other level too. And I've loved it. And I can't wait to do the next one. If you want to get on the waitlist for that, go to aboutprogress.com/intensive. Let's share some highs and lows. A high was pretty recent, just a couple days ago, Brad was out of town and I had to have someone watch the baby and another brother so I could take another brother to baseball because he'd already been so many other places that day. I just couldn't do it to him. I was going to have the babysitter come, but she had car issues and couldn't make it. And so we very bravely wrote out a very strict list of what my 12-year-old daughter needed to do to watch the baby. And her younger brother, she's already watched him a lot and knows how to do that. But it was her first time watching the baby on her own. And she had him for like an hour and a half before he went to bed, and she did great. And he had a good night and loved, you know, reading books and doing puzzles with her. She even changed her first diaper. Like, I gave her a tutorial before I left. This is kind of harder for her because she has some fine motor issues. She's autistic. So anyway, it was just one of those things. Like, I came home and she was like beaming with pride, and I was so proud of her too. And just amazed that she was able to do it with such confidence. And yeah, it just feels really good for her and for me. A low for us is that we've had just a few dumb car issues. We have a newer, like, it's a newer van to us. It's a used car from 2020, but we bought it a year ago, and just it changed our lives dramatically to have a working vehicle. But we've just been having a few issues with it. I won't bore you with the details, but a nutshell is we just needed to replace a battery. We tried, AutoZone gave us a wrong battery, but we didn't know that, how to get a tow truck to the dealership. And then they charged us so much money, a ridiculous amount, to let us know that, yeah, it actually was just the battery and they gave you the wrong one and here's the right one, bye. So we're just a little mad about that, but I guess lessons learned, right? But that's it for what's happening. The next segment is the DSL update. The DSL stands for the Do Something List. It's the number one way I prioritize more practical and daily fulfillment in my life, and it's changed my life and so many lives of women in this community. You can get a free training at aboutprogress.com/DSL. One of the things I can check off my list is that I wanted to get out and get cultured. Well, I went to Swan Lake. Ballet West in downtown Salt Lake was just doing like a 7 or 9 day event of Swan Lake. I didn't even know it was for such a short period, but I'm so glad I was getting ads on it on Instagram. And so I texted one of my old besties from junior high and high school. And I was like, hey, do you want to come to Swan Lake with me? We used to dance. We were cheerleaders together one year, even though we were very unpopular cheerleaders. That's a whole other story for another day. And anyway, she joined me and it was so beautiful. The music was amazing. Our seats were great. The dancers were incredible. The whole night was so much fun. And I didn't even know it was like a 2-intermission kind of show, but it was fabulous. Another thing I can check off is that I did my first new sourdough recipe. I made egg noodles with sourdough. Who knew you could do that? Well, you can. It just needs to ferment for a day or a couple days. And I also used, as part of that, my mother-in-law had given me a pasta roller that you attach to your KitchenAid, and you know, it kind of flattens it, and then it also will cut it into strips. And I finally used it, and it was so much easier than I ever thought. I was intimidated by it in the past, and just being able to use it felt really good, and it also was really fun. I've done it twice. So sourdough egg noodles are the thing, and we have been eating them in our chicken noodle soup. Another thing is I did is I finished my first in-hand book, and I'm counting a Kindle, and I read Homecoming by Kate Morton. I loved it. I also had complicated feelings about it. I am going to do that as an upcoming book review on my private premium podcast, More Personal, in about a month or two, so stay tuned for that. This next month on my DSL, I want to work on my first interior design project. I've been contemplating colors for my boys' room. I'm going to decide a color and paint it and work on a new dresser for them. And I'm also going to take my two oldest kids, maybe my three oldest, I can't remember, to an upcoming production of Fiddler on the Roof at Hell Center Theater. I'm like living my best life, you guys, going to these events. It's been so much fun to get out and get cultured. Next up, let's do Make It a Habit. This is where I share about habits that are going well and some that are not going so well. Going well right now is that Brad and I have been having a regular date night, at least the last 4 weeks or so, on Saturday nights, and it's been so nice. And we're also alternating who's planning what night. And Saturday night, he took me to Cubby's, which was like my love language. And then he took me to this ice cream store downtown Salt Lake or Mill Creek area that's called Normal Ice Cream. And I salivate over their Instagram account all the time. And I've only been there one other time. And he just surprised me by pulling over and we went there on our way home. And it was delightful. So that's been so fun. Another thing that has been working well is just waking up earlier. I'm really proud of myself for this. As a long-standing recovering night owl. I've been slowly and gradually but surely over the past year, especially as my baby's been sleeping well, the last couple weeks he's been sleeping through the night, so knock on wood, but that helps so much. I've been able to gradually wake up earlier. So I've been getting up mostly around 5:30 to 6 at latest, but more times than not at 5:30 just the last couple of weeks. That's feeling so good, my friends. What's going not so well? I wanted the goal to read more after school. Like when my kids get home from school, I kind of feel a little bit directionless. Like there's so many things I need to do, but I can't because like I can't like tile something because I have a baby on my hip. But I don't want to do work. I want to be present around my kids, but they're also having moving parts like practicing piano or, you know, washing out their lunch boxes and packing their lunches for the next day, stuff like that. So I decided I was going to read in the afternoons, and it's worked here and there, but not consistently enough. So I'm going to come up with a better when then pairing for that so I can be more consistent with it. Next up, what I'm loving lately. Earlier this week, I shared about a habit that's helping me show up lately is watching YouTube videos while I eat lunch. And my favorite series has been on Architecture Digest channel. Tan France, who you may know from Queer Eye, built this gigantic, gorgeous home in the Salt Lake Hills. And it is amazing. The Fox Group did it with him, and they don't necessarily have my style, but I love that for Tan, he wanted to mix a lot of his British upbringing with his Middle Eastern background as well. And so it's just been this like perfect mix to me. I've loved seeing the creative process and the development of it. It's fun. So fun. The next thing I've been loving lately is this new cast iron pot that I got. The brand is Lodge, and I got it from Amazon. I've had another Lodge cast iron pot in the past that has worked really well, and I used it for bread, doing sourdough bread in the oven, as well as making like everything you can think of. I've loved it. However, I started to use these silicone baking mats, and while they're really good for the bread, they are not good for the pot, probably because they're at such a high temperature. And anyway, it's ruined my pots, which is okay. I'm just going to keep those as my bread pots, but I got this new one that's 7.5 quarts. So it's even bigger than that one I had before. It's just like beautiful, like creamy white color, and the inside is glazed. So it's like more nonstick. I have been loving it. Like I just go into my kitchen to stare at it and stroke it, and it's the perfect pot. And by the way, mine was only $99, and that was I think $60 or $70 off. Hopefully it's still on sale right now. I'll link to it in the show notes, but I highly recommend it. The next two things I've been loving lately, and mine, the first thing I want to share of those two is this chain necklace I've had from Banana Republic Outlet. I got it for Christmas. I got it for myself. I have been wearing it nonstop, like every day. It's the just adds that touch of glam and chic. I've decided my style is basically tomboy chic. I love a lot of masculine elements that I also couple with some feminine elements. And that's what this is for me. It just adds that touch of feminine, but also kind of a little bit of like radness, I guess. I don't know how else to put it, but I love it. And the final thing I'll share are these butter waffle cookies, like Belgium waffle cookies that are from Trader Joe's. They are so good. I mean, I ate the last one yesterday after lunch and I was so sad that it was my last one. That's what I'm loving lately. Next is on my mind. Per usual, there's been a lot on my mind. First and foremost has been, well, not like the top of my list, but the thing that is on my mind right now is gardening. I'm feeling very unprepared for the spring season. I am trying. I bought that Gardenery course that I've been so excited to work through. I've only been able to watch the introduction. So I need to come up with a better way to do that and prioritize that. But I'm trying to like decide what seeds I need and where I'm planting things, and I'm working on it, but not enough. So that's on my mind, just that urgency. I've also been feeling this urge to deep clean more, to organize, to touch up paint all around our house. Like I see it everywhere I go, all these things I need to do, especially after basically a year plus of severe neglect with being pregnant and then having a newborn and then a baby, you know. So, but all I keep thinking is like, I truly do not have the time right now. So there's some things that are on my mind that might help with that. I'm hoping to eventually hire some things out with my work. I'm really hoping sooner rather than later. Editing is a primary thing I'm thinking of. But as part of that, that's where the supporters come in. I've got to tell you, what else is on my mind is that I heard on Monday from my ad network that we will not be having host-read sponsored ads, like where you hear my voice read an ad, for months. And that's where the money actually is. And even then, it's not consistent and not enough to cover our costs, but it definitely helps a lot. So to not even have that is going to be tough. So that's where I'm like, well, how can I hire someone if I'm not even covering my costs? But again, that's where the supporter model comes in. And I'm hoping we can keep growing so that I can not only stay afloat, be able to hire more help so that I can have a little bit more balance in my life. But as part of that, I have sketched out a 7-week period this summer where I'm going to take a break from new episodes so I can focus on my kids in the summer. And that's feeling really right and really good. So I'm going to live that out anyway. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also enjoying my work so much. That leads to our next segment, which is a supporter update. In this segment, I give you a quick update on where we're at with our new supporter model. We are now at 104 supporters. Actually, I think 105. We got a new one today. And that is such a dream come true, especially after a couple weeks there, we weren't making much traction. And then suddenly lots of people joined, mostly because they really wanted to listen to that Rachel Hollis episode on my premium podcast, More Personal. That's only for supporters. We also had an Ask Me Anything night, and I revealed a lot of fun, but good things that were behind a paywall. So I felt like I could be even more honest than I would maybe do on Instagram. That's just how things are, friends. You can't give it all away, right? So that's where it was just so fun to connect with the people. And coming up, we're going to have our next milestone be 150, which means I'm going to send out 5 favorite things to supporters. I did that at 100. I do gifts a lot. At the 200 milestone, we're going to do a sourdough 101 night that I'm really excited about. And getting to that number will mean we are officially halfway to becoming a fully listener-supported model, meaning like you are going to fully cover our costs once we get to 400. So 200 will seem like a very big number. So if you want to support the show, check out the 3 levels that we have of supporters and the very special benefits they get that are a lot of work, but a lot of fun. I've been enjoying it so much. You can go to aboutprogress.com/support. Before I sign off, I want to share the review of the month. This was left by Cello Buff back in December. She said, "In a season of a really full schedule with work and family, I appreciate Monica's interviews and insights on how to maximize the time and resources I do have to make progress in the areas I care about. They are doable, and that is encouraging." Thank you so much, Cello Buff. If you recognize your review, email me at hello@aboutprogress.com. I would love to send you a thank you gift. It means so much to me. You can always leave a rating and review on the podcast app you're listening on. Not all of them support that, though. The biggest one that matters the most is Apple Podcasts, and they do happily accept reviews. That's it for the messy middle for March. So glad that you were here to listen, and I hope it gives you the courage to lean into your own messy middle today.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.